They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
There were three huge races on the Derby Trail last weekend, and two were won by Sons of Into Mischief. Santa Anita held the San Felipe Stakes, and Authentic was trying to keep his record unblemished. He took the lead at once, set an honest pace while getting mild pressure from Breeders' Cup champ Storm the Court, put that one away on the far turn, and held off the late charge of Honor AP. Strong effort by both of the top two finishers. Final time for the mile and a 16th was 1:43.2. At Aqueduct, Mischievous Alex was coming off back-to-back stakes wins sprinting and was favored to win the Gotham. He got a nice stalking trip under Kendrick Carmouche before taking command on the turn en route to a two-length victory. Untitled and Attachment Rate picked up the minor awards and continue to improve. Bettors thought the Tampa Bay Derby was a match race between Sole Volante and Chance It, but it was 49-1 long shot King Guillermo who pressed a modest pace and had plenty left to draw away to win by almost five in a solid time of 1:42.3. It was a powerhouse performance that surprised almost everyone. Favorite Sole Volante was far back early before kicking into gear to flash home second, while Chance It disappointed and checked in fifth. All three winners last weekend picked up 50 Derby points, which should be enough to get them into the Kentucky Derby field. The Derby Trail heads to Arkansas and Northern Kentucky today with the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn and the Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway. Bob Baffert's undefeated Nadal heads a strong Rebel field that also includes hopeful winner Basin, Southwest winner Silver Prospector, and the undefeated No Parole. Whoever wins earns 50 valuable Derby points. 20 points go to the winner of the Jeff Ruby Stakes, and the Wesley Ward-trained Invader looks to continue his winning ways. His last two races at Turfway have been spectacular. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Spendthrift Farm is at it again, now offering breeders our best incentives yet, including deep discounts on young stallions and proven stallions. And for the first time, 30 days paid boarding at the farm of your choice so that you can breed your mare to a stallion from the most diverse roster in North America without the burden of boarding costs. Serious deals on serious stallions, only at Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm. Call today to learn more, 859-294-0030, or visit SpendthriftFarm.com.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Numbers 1 and 2, Authentic and Honor AP, the 1-2 finishers in the San Felipe. They should meet again in the Santa Anita Derby on April 4th. Number 3 is Independence Hall, trying to get back on his winning ways in the Florida Derby on March 28th. Numbers 4 and 5, King Guillermo and Sole Volante, the 1-2 finishers of the Tampa Bay Derby. King Guillermo going to train up to the Kentucky Derby, while Sole Volante may run in the Wood Memorial April 4th if he needs more points. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.